This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling countryside for Feedworks USA. Right now, I'm with a very special guest, Roger Tyson with Corteva. Tell us a little bit about these Plenish soybeans.
Yeah, so we're here today talking with nutritionists and farmers and others about Plenish high-oleic soybeans. And so when we came into the market with those almost 13 years ago, the original route to market was to come through processors and develop this into an oil product, a downstream oil product for food companies, where that you had zero trans fat, lower saturated fat, and higher levels of monounsaturated fat, which is the good fat that you want to have in your diet. And so that was the initial reason for bringing the product into the marketplace.
So it's a healthy product, but it also works for dairy farmers as well.
It is a healthy product, and yes, it's working for dairy farmers, and that's what was being discussed here today. And we're seeing dairy farms now using this as part of their ration into their herds. And in some cases, they're replacing some or all of some of their other fat products that they're using.
One of the interesting things that came up in your presentation is that for folks making seed, it takes a while to forecast that, and it's a challenge sometimes.
Yeah, I'm glad you caught that, because it is. It's really a two-year lead way. So today we're making plans to grow seed this summer that we can't sell to a farmer until next summer, 2026 crop year, which then you really won't have the output of that, whether it be for oil or for a feed product, until late 2026, first half of 2027. So there is a process there to make sure that the message from the marketplace, you know, is signaled to us so that we grow enough seed to make sure that farmers have the acres that can supply these downstream markets.
And Roger, there are things out of your control that really affect these oil markets that really ripple through our marketplace.
Yeah, I mean, it's a commodity product offering, right? And so whether it be substitutable oils that compete against us on the oil side, whether that be corn oil or canola oil or sunflower oil, there are factors that are happening globally, disruptions in supply chains that certainly impact, not just on the oil side, but certainly could impact the product offering on the feed side as well.
This is a North American market that you're working on.
This is a North American market. Today, we only sell high-oleic soybeans in the U.S. This product was developed, you know, here for the U.S. We don't have, you know, genetics that right now we're working with to fit any other parts of the world. So it's really a differentiated advantage offering for the U.S. soybean grower that they don't have to compete with other soybean growers around the world right now.
That's amazing. You know, when we talk about that oil market and we talk about the HO beans, you're bullish on where it's going to go in the dairy markets.
Yeah, I think in both downstream markets, whether it be the oil market or the dairy market, we're just beginning to scratch the surface of what this could be. You know, you think of the U.S. in lactating cows. There's 9 million lactating cows roughly in the U.S. It takes roughly an acre per cow if you fed this as part of their fat ration. So, you know, you're talking, you know, if you fed every cow this high-oleic soybeans, it'd be, you know, 7 million of the U.S. soybean acres, right? You know, as far as, you know, top level. Can we service all those cows? I don't know, but it's a great opportunity for the U.S. dairy farmer and for the U.S. soybean farmer.
Absolutely. And it's great for food and for feed.
It is. It's great for both. So, and that's important for, you know, identity preserved crops. They are generally a smaller product offering. And when you can have multiple downstream uses for those, it allows companies like ours to expand our research, invest more dollars in those when they become bigger piles, so to speak, in our offering. And so as we grow both of these downstream markets, it's going to allow us a lot more freedom. It's going to allow us to be a much more reliable supplier to the marketplace as far as seed, and hopefully great success for both downstream markets.
Roger Tyson with Corteva, thank you for being with us today.
All right, thank you.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
A rise in prices received for farm producers for their commodities for the month in February, per USDA's latest agricultural prices report. The 14% increase in the total prices received index was a combination of a 2.5% month-over-month rise in the livestock production index and an 8.5% increase in the crop production index from the previous month. Turning to the livestock side, the overall increase was due to greater prices in the poultry and egg and meat animal sectors. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.